Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. I just received an email from one of our instructors who will remain nameless because of the content of this email. But I'm going to tell you about it. And there are two smiling faces side by side facing the camera. One of them is Elizabeth Warren. And the other smiling face is Kamala Harris. And the caption reads, two Indians walk into a bar. Lying dog and spread eagle. Enough said. I think it's hysterical. Okay, so David in Illinois called in 2 days ago. And he mentioned a trucker strike. Well, we just received information from one of our class on the East Coast who works with a person who is a high-ranking person within one of those big-box stores, which will remain nameless. It looks like the trucker strike is being noticed here on Veterans Day in the United States. And it looks like stores are paying attention to the action of these independent truckers, the guys who haul and the gals who haul the goods to the stores. It's being noticed. Now, the strikers, or the action, the truckers who are causing this action, do not want a ban on fracking. Now, I have a problem with that. I think fracking should be banned. I mean, that's driving liquid waste into the ground and using it to hydraulically force cracks in the earth to allow oil to seep into cavities so that oil can be pumped out. I think this is beyond stupid. Why would anybody want to damage the fresh water supply that's taken millions of years to be filtered through the ground? Why would we want to do that? Well, through the greed of the oil company and stupid people who drive and don't realize how precious oil is and plastic is. It's precious. Well, fracking is something that contaminates and can easily contaminate the water supply, which is beyond stupid. So I don't support that at all. Actually, I'm against fracking at the highest level. However, I do support what the other part of this movement that these independent truckers are trying to convey, and is that they are sick of these politicians telling us what to do. Double standards. I am absolutely on board with that, and I support the truckers for it. So I just want to let you know that is my opinion. Gwyneth, we were going to talk about no one to call. What do you do when there's no one to call? And you've been there in the last week or two.
Yeah. Well, that's right, because there's no one to call to help you fix your nickel-ion battery. Nobody does it. So you've got to work it out yourself. And you've got to ultimately pray to God. And I've got a really, really amazing story. with relation to that. Now, here at the farm, I keep a stock of KOH crystal on hand. That's one of the things that's in my storage. So if I ever need KOH crystal, I've got a bunch of them. And you might wonder why that's necessary. Believe me, you know that it's necessary. If you have a nickel iron battery, KOH or potassium hydroxide is the electrolyte. And you get the crystals and you weigh them out a certain amount, and you put a certain amount of these crystals into a certain volume of water, and it makes the electrolyte. And that is a very involved and quite actually dangerous process. And you have to have a full hazmat kit. At least you have to try and make one up for yourself. So otherwise, there is a real danger and possibility of you getting a serious chemical burn. So, and you have to have at least a P2 or P3 mask, and you have to have goggles, and you have to have chemical resistant gloves, and you have to have your boots taped up, your gloves taped up, because if one of these little crystals gets in your sleeves or gets down your boots, it is going to react with the moisture on your skin and create a serious chemical burn. And I'm talking about a third degree burn. And but anyway, I made up some KOH to replace the electrolyte on two of the cells, because I did some tests with a multimeter and I discerned that these cells were gone. And my particular nickel iron battery is not a brand new off the shelf whiz bang nickel iron battery. It's a nickel iron battery that was made redundant from a cell phone tower back in the day, and somehow ended up on the market, was sold to somebody, and then I bought it off of this person, okay? And so because they have a maintenance schedule, so they have to replace, they have nickel iron batteries on cell phone towers in the outback here in Australia, but they have to replace them every 8 years. And so then the nickel iron batteries that came off of those cell phone towers, they get put into a recycling program, which means that they get, you know, that Telstra has to apparently make money off of them, you know. So they put them onto some sort of market where they get sold to people. And this was the history of this particular battery. But I didn't buy it directly off Telstra. I bought it off somebody who bought it off Telstra back in the day. Anyway, it's not a new battery. And now and again, one of the cells goes, and I had to replace the electrolyte on two of the cells. And with a nickel-ion battery, usually if there's a problem with a nickel-ion battery, all that you need to do is drain the old electrolyte out of the battery, out of the cell, and give it a rinse out with distilled or demineralized water, and give it a thorough swishing around and get all the crud out of the bottom of the cell, and then put that in with the waste potassium hydroxide as well. And then you make up your new electrolyte, and then you refill the cell, and then you put it back in its place in the lineup, and then you reattach everything, and then you wait a day or two, and generally it will charge up and come back online. Well, that didn't happen this time. They decided that they were going to flip their polarity, which is something that they do from time to time. And I was going in there, checking it. And what will happen eventually is that it will eventually come back to its proper polarity, but it can be a prolonged process. And you can't do anything about it except sit and wait. for it to happen. And you'll sit there with your multimeter going out, checking it every hour or two during the day and seeing the absolute tiny trickle of voltage into the battery when it first begins to charge, especially when it's on a reversed polarity. And you'll be able to tell that because when you put the red wire from the multimeter onto the red terminal and the black onto the black or blue terminal, then it comes up with a negative reading on the multimeter and you go, oh no, here we go. Because then your battery does not charge and it shows up as having a fault on the solar charger. So I went and I undid the wiring on the charge controller and I put all the wiring back together on the charge controller. And it finally recognized that, you know, what happened? This is the prolonged process that I've been going through for about the last 10 days. And yesterday what I did was I sat in the battery shed, because we have a mud brick shed that houses the batteries. I was sitting in the battery shed and I put my hands on the battery and I said, Lord God, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you just somehow fix this battery. I have had enough. I'm so fed up with this, Lord. Please just help me fix it. Please do a miracle, God. Do a miracle and fix my battery. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray. And then I forgot about it. I kept on going in and I kept on checking it. Well, today we had a thunderstorm come through. And, you know, there was cloud activity with sheet lightning in the clouds and forked lightning in the clouds. And I went outside to have a walk in the garden and I was, you know, just sort of sitting around in the garden and some forked lightning struck directly above my head from one part of the cloud to the other and it went bang! Just like that. And it was so close that there was no sound gap between the lightning and the thunder. And it was probably only about 300 feet. I thought it was 300 meters, but I'm thinking, no, it was closer than that. It was really, really close. And if it had struck downwards instead of from cloud to cloud, I would have been certainly killed by it. But God is so good because that clash of thunder and lightning was so close to the battery shed. It sent out an EMP that reset the battery in my battery. And immediately after that, after I stopped screaming, because something like that, it gives you an instantaneous shock, and all you can do is scream. And when I stopped screaming and calmed myself, I felt the voice of the Holy Spirit inside me said, now go and check your battery. So I said, wow. So I went and checked my battery, and the polarity was fine, and it was charging as normal. And that's a miracle of God. I give God the glory for that. He answered my prayer.
I've got a few comments about that when we come back. And very interesting what you're saying. And those batteries do flip, or those cells do flip polarity. We'll talk about that when we come back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
And Gwyneth had a couple comments. One, about a week ago, I believe it was, I was unavailable, and you'd called the farmhouse, and Mrs. Finelli was here, and you explained the situation with the cells of your battery, one or two reversing polarity. So, class, let me just explain what this is. So, with a nickel iron battery bank, there are multiple cells. And think of each cell as a separate, if you were looking at a car battery, that would be one cell. So if you have a 12-volt system, you would have 10 of these nickel iron cells. And they would be in series, one connected to the next, to the next, to the next. So you take the negative of one, connected to the positive of the next one, and then negative, positive, negative, positive, and you put them in a series. And if you add up 10 of them, at 1.2 volts each, that's 12 volts. So that's how these things work. And so you can have 10 of them, 20 of them, 30, 40 of them. So if you have 10, that's 12 volts. If you have 20, that's 24 volts. If you have 30, that's 36 volts. If you have 40, that's 48 volts. Okay. Now, sometimes these silly things will flip their polarity. And think of it like a dry cell in a flashlight. So you know which end is plus and you know which end is minus. And then all of a sudden, minus becomes plus and plus becomes minus. And you go, what? It just happens, okay? And I believe Gwyneth called about a week ago, and Mrs. Finelli answered the phone. And I believe Mrs. Finelli said to you, okay, take one of the one that flipped and move it to a different location in the string. So let's say it's number one in the string of cells. Move it to position two, three, four, five, you know, something like that. Or if it's in the middle, put it first. And but don't change the polarity. So go by what the cell says rather than what the cell reads. So if there's a red, that's supposed to be plus, and black, that's supposed to be minus. Don't flip it around just because the battery thinks it's reversed. Put it back the way it was supposed to be, and it will probably straighten out. Did you get that message from Mrs. Finelli?
Yes, I did. And incidentally, okay. I did try flipping it. It didn't work.
Okay.
If you've got a nickel ion battery, don't even try it. It just doesn't work. It just confuses the battery even more.
No, not flipping it from plus to minus.
I know.
Just move it to a different location.
I know.
Okay. That works. It works for us.
I moved it to a different location. And that it helped somewhat, but it was still just really trickle charging. And what I ended up doing was there were three cells that were in different locations within the battery that were all flipped onto a negative polarity. So I moved them all together so that they were all in series in the middle of the cell. And so I said, well, then I'm just going to have one set of polarity possibly to flip back to normal instead of three sets. But that didn't quite work out either because they decided that they were going to flip backwards and forwards anyway of their own free will. So it helped somewhat to move them around, but they were still just really, really, really low voltage and just absolutely trickle charging, like millivolts at a time charging. And my son was saying, Mum, this is just no good. This is an awful battery. Why don't you just get a lead acid battery? And I explained to him that lead acid batteries only last 3 years at the most, if you're lucky. Uh-huh. But this battery will still be going in 100 years' time.
If the plastic case holds up, yes. So here's the thought on it.
Make a new case.
Yeah.
But the machine inside, what I call the machine, okay. If the plastic case breaks, you need to make or obtain a new case, okay, and then you put the machine, that is the plate, into the new tape, and then you put the KOH into the new tape, and you can make one as they used to with wood, lacquered wood or bitumized wood. That means, you know, wood with tar or bitumen painted on the inside of it. That was how they used to make them back in the day.
And those
cases are still around after 100 years.
All right, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadly storm bobbing and weaving around the Gulf of Mexico this week is gaining strength. Ada regained hurricane strength Wednesday morning as Florida braced for a second hit from the storm. Right now, the maximum sustained winds are around 75 miles an hour off Florida's southwest coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami issued a hurricane watch for a 120-mile stretch that includes Tampa and St. Petersburg. Top Republican officials are continuing to back President Trump's challenge of the 2020 presidential election via recounts and allegations of voter fraud. Despite Biden being projected as winning key swing states, including Pennsylvania and Nevada, the results have yet to be certified, and Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are defending Trump's right to pursue all legal actions.
The process should be transparent or observable by all sides, and the courts are here to work through concerns.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Walmart wants to deliver your online orders via self-driving cars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Walmart announced on Tuesday that it's teaming up with a new autonomous car company to test deliveries in Scottsdale, Arizona. The pilot program with Cruise, which is majority owned by General Motors, will begin early 2021. Customers will be able to place their orders from their local store and have it delivered contact-free via one of Cruise's all-electric self-driving cars. Despite support on both sides of the aisle for regulation, Congress has been unable to pass meaningful legislation on autonomous vehicles. There have been a number of high-profile accidents involving self-driving cars in recent years that have brought increased scrutiny on the technology. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chairman of the board at Daimler predicts large-scale commercial production of self-driving cars to take off between now and 2025. The National Hockey League could go with a temporary realignment of its teams for next season during the COVID-19 pandemic. The league also is contemplating a reduced schedule and temporary hubs. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said realignment could help with ongoing travel restrictions for Canada and mandated quarantines for visiting certain states in the United States. As it relates to the travel issue, which is obviously the great unknown, we may have to temporarily realign to deal with geography because having some of our teams travel from Florida to California may not make sense, Bettman said Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and I just have a couple comments about these flipping polarity cells of her battery bank for her solar system. Gwyneth, here's a thought. Now, if you have three cells out of a total of 10, and I believe that's what you have, 10 cells for 12 volts. Oh, you have 20. Okay. This is even better. This is even better. Okay. So if you put three together, it's really difficult to drive that voltage through one after the next, the three that are bad. So you have a 24-volt system. Okay. So if you were to move one cell to the front, meaning make it the minus in the string, another cell that is flipped to the back, make it the plus, and put one in the middle, that would probably be your best bet. Now, another thing you could do is take one of those cells out of the string, completely out, so you have 19. Now, by doing so, you'll be applying a greater voltage to that cell, to each cell, about 1/20th more voltage, which might force it to recognize its proper polarity a little quicker. So those are two strategies that I believe will work. And that's the kind of thing that we do here. So you take one cell out, you have 19, but it's expecting a little over 1.2 volts of charge per cell, and it will work. It'll force the cells to work a little harder. Now, you don't want to do that permanently. You want to do that until the cells recognize their proper polarity. Next thing, was the multimeter that you used, was it red in color?
No.
Okay.
This is.
I was wondering if it was the one that... Okay, I was wondering if the one that I sent you about a year ago survived.
I don't quite know what happened to it.
Okay, all right.
Our house, sometimes things just go missing in our house.
Okay.
So it is around here somewhere, but my son had a multimeter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a yellow one. I'm sure that it's in a cupboard somewhere.
Okay. Next.
My son had a multimeter.
All right.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention one other thing. So when we were computer jockeys in the corrupt Commonwealth of Virginia on the East Coast, we had a customer who had a network, and I built the network, and they wanted to have one of their buildings on their farm. They wanted, which was remote from their house, they wanted to have some of their computers. So they wanted their home computers connected to their office computers in two separate buildings, maybe 200 cable feet apart. So I provided them with some cable. They put it in a garden hose to protect it from some of the elements, ran it across the lawn from one building to the next. That was not what I recommended, but I recommended they put it in conduit and put it in the ground. But anyway, it was lying on top of the ground. There was a storm, and they had some power lines across the road from them, let's say 300-500 feet from their house, and massive lightning struck the power towers and went into the ground. It traveled across the ground, hopped onto this network cable that was on the lawn, and blew both ends of the network. Okay, so the computers that were connected to this network cable were blown, and from the lightning strike, and the dog that was in the backyard was killed by it. So these lightning strikes that can be so strong when they're close, they can kill animals that are outside.
Oh, yes.
When they have their feet on the ground.
People.
Yes. It doesn't have to strike you in the head.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to strike you in the head. It can strike nearby and travel up from the ground. And it's instantaneous because electricity travels at 186,000 miles per second. That's the speed at which electricity travels. So I wanted to mention a couple of those things. And one just side note, class, and if you're wondering, you have a negative and a positive battery terminal for direct current, whether it be in your car or a flashlight. If you're wondering which way the electricity travels, it travels from the negative. It travels from the negative, and it's looking for the positive. That's the way it goes. So it really doesn't, we think it goes from the positive. No. It goes from the negative to the positive. So it leaves the battery or cell from the negative side traveling toward the positive side. So those are a couple of the quick comments that I wanted to mention. Oh, one other thing. During the news, I heard that the Chinese factory outlet is going to test self-driving vehicle delivery. And they're going to use General Motors Cruise vehicles. Now, yeah, so they're going to do that in Scottsdale, Arizona. Now, what's my reaction to that? In case you were wondering, I'm against self-driving vehicles. I think it is crazy. Who is at fault when they crash into or run over people? Whose fault is it? Is it the software's fault? Is it the General Motors' fault if the vehicle happens to be a cruise? Is it the company that said, okay, on your mark, get set, push the button, go? Is it them? Whose fault is it? Is it Walmart's fault? Well, I think it's incumbent upon all of you in Scottsdale, Arizona, to stop buying anything from Walmart now. Now. And because if you do so, they'll say, something went wrong. Something went wrong. I don't think these guys like this. I wonder if it has to do with these self-driving vehicles that no one's placing these orders. If you place an order with Walmart in Scottsdale, Arizona, and they have launched this self-driving automobile delivery program, if you buy anything from them, you are supporting this concept and this rollout. And if you do it in Scottsdale, Arizona, it's going to spread like wildfire across the United States of America and in the rest of the world. And it will be your fault. It'll be your fault. And if you don't stop it now, once it gets rolled out, it won't be able to be stopped. Kind of like what happened in World War II. Round up a few people, put them in concentration camps. Well, this is working pretty good. Let's round up a few more. Let's round up a few more. Let's round up a few more. Now you can't stop it. You stop it in the beginning. In the beginning. I wonder what would happen if a bunch of you in Scottsdale, Arizona, just got in your vehicles and just started driving around Walmart's parking lot. Just drive around, you know, go from point A to point B in the parking lot. Just drive around. Nothing in particular, no route. Just drive around and tie up their parking lots. I wonder what Walmart would think about that. I wonder. It's incumbent upon you to stop. I'm not talking about with violence. Stop this rollout of this ridiculous concept of unmanned, unwomaned, driverless vehicles that are run by satellites and remote control. There's a story about this woman who worked at a factory in the United States. They stamp out parts for Kias and I think Hyundais. And a sensor went wrong. And she got killed because the sensor went wrong and the robot went nuts and killed her in the factory. And they go, you know, we are committed to the safety of our employees. Our employees are our highest and best asset. Really? Asset?
That's not true.
That's what they're considered, assets. So this woman was killed, a young, pretty gal, killed because a sensor went wrong. Do you think there are any sensors involved in these remote vehicles? Do you think so? Probably thousands of them. Thousands of sensors. Do you think one could go bad? Like the one that's looking forward? Do you think that could go bad? How about the one that says accelerate? Do you think that one could go bad? How about the one that says put on the brakes right now? Do you think that one could go bad? This is crazy. This has got to stop. And those lawmakers, these rulemakers, that's what they are, they're rulemakers. They don't know what to do. Well, I'll tell you what to do. Stop it. Stop it. You greedy, parasitic morons, you got to stop this. Or what's left? Well, I guess that would be people stopping you, coming to your house saying, I just came by to say hi. And by the way, I'm not too pleased with some of these things that you voted for, you know, when you sold us out those 11 teen times. Okay, back to you, Gwyneth. We're talking about no one to call. No one to call.
There's no one to call. And ultimately, how it ended up with me was I prayed. That's a good solution, because if you call out to the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, with all your heart, He will answer, and He will answer in a most unexpected way. Right? I was not expecting, and that is a pure miracle. And I was saying to my son later on, I was saying, we actually got a number of miracles here. Not only did the electromagnetic pulse from that lightning, go through and fix all the polarity problems on my nickel ion battery, but it did so without killing me and without destroying any of the circuitry in the whole house. All the computers, all the charge controllers, everything was fine. Now that is a miracle. That is an absolute miracle. Because normally, that's not how it goes down with a lightning strike. You know, normally, and especially, this one was directly over my head. And it was, I would say, between 100 and 300 meters away, which is really, really, really uncomfortably close. And it was in the clouds, and I saw the lightning go from one cloud in a fork to the other cloud, and instantaneously, bang, I heard the sound. And that means that it's really, really uncomfortably close, if that ever happens. You know, you should count yourself blessed of God if you survive, if you ever survive that. But it fixed the polarity problems with my nickel ion battery, and then the sun came out, and the sun started to shine, and the whole thing charged up, and the cells that were problematic went from being trickling, charging with millivolts at a time, to within 10 minutes, they were holding in excess of 1.4 volts each. So, and now they're holding 1.45, 1.48, 1.42, 1.43 volts, which
sounds
is
perfect.
Normal.
That sounds
it's
perfect.
Absolutely perfect. And the other one, the amazing thing is that even the other cells are now holding more voltage than they were before. So the ones who are holding 1.32, 1.33 are now holding 1.38 and 1.39.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who are holding 1.26 are now holding 1.33 and 1.34.
All right.
So that's
going into
them. Holding, that's a miracle. I have
yep.
to say that is a miracle thought.
More lightning. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs, and I see Robert in Kansas is on a line, and Robert, you're going to be on next. I just have a couple quick comments about lightning. It'll be really fast.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just a very quick note. So when you hear lightning, sound travels at around 1,100 feet per second. So if you hear lightning, if you hear the thunder from a lightning strike, and the thunder is about a second after the lightning, that means that that lightning strike was about 1,100 feet away. If you can count 1,001, 1,002, all the way to 1,005, that's about 5 seconds. That means that that lightning strike is about a mile away. So 1,100 feet per second is the speed at which sound travels. And you can determine how far away that lightning strike is by counting the number of seconds between the flash and the boom. Robert in Kansas, thank you for calling. I'm sorry we didn't get you on last week. I'm so glad you called before the end of the broadcast.
Gwyneth, Vincent, happy Veterans Day. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I was stationed in Baghdad at a place called Camp Loyalty, and we took, over the course of a year, we had 300 days of incoming artillery, and you get real used to it. And you guys were talking about the sounds of things, the air raid. And I can tell you what, when you hear an air raid, that's a good thing. What you don't want to hear is what we call the whistle. Because the whistle means the air raid siren didn't go off and it's coming in and you don't know where it's going to land. One landed about 15 feet from me. I took shrapnel in my foot and my arm. The investigation afterwards, they came and spoke to me and said, we don't know how you're alive. You are, you know, like Gwyneth said, you're blessed by God. We don't understand this. So it is an experience. And, you notice after people get used to it, it's kind of like we become complacent in a way. right? And you just kind of go, oh, they're firing again. But then when we had our replacements come in, right, for the new troops, they were so, you know, they're out of their minds when it happened, right? They were freaking out. And we were kind of just, you know, we didn't laugh at them, but it was, you know, you do get used to it. But yeah, it's a unique thing, and it feels a lot better when we're sending them out. I tell you what, when we send our big guns out back at them, that's the good artillery, right? And we fire back. So, yeah, it's an experience. And, you know, for me, Vincent, you were talking about post-traumatic stress and stuff. You know, really, for me personally, what has affected me, I would say, Vince, is that you lose people that you get to know, right? You lose young men who are, I mean, the way I would say it is some of them are better than you, right? And they die, right then and there in front of you. And so that does affect, that's going to affect you, I think, if you developed a connection with those people. You know about their parents. You know they have a wife at home, a kid at home, stuff like that. So that does, I would say that is a lasting effect. But as far as the, you know, being jumpy and stuff, I don't have that. I know veterans that do, when, you know, loud sounds and stuff, and that's certainly understandable. But for whatever reason, it's just you get numb to it or something for me, where I'm just no longer affected by that sort of thing. So, but yeah, that whistle, Vincent, that's the sound you don't want to hear. When you hear that whistle, like a, and it just, you hear that thing and you know what it is after a while, right? And then you're just, where is it going to land, right? Is it going to hit the fuel truck? Is it going to hit, the cafe, right? The place where people eat, is it going to hit there and kill 20 people, or, you know, is it going to land out in the field somewhere? So you just never really know.
Robert, you, I believe you heard what I had to say about Veterans Day and being shell-shocked. Do you have any disagreement with what I said?
Oh, no, Vince. How could I? I mean, in terms of your experience with your father, I mean, I'm sure he, you know, I don't know. Being in that conflict is a lot different than the one that we were in, so, you know, I can't imagine, you know, how that would be. Same with Vietnam, right? Being in the jungle, you've had Mike Ma on. You know, I can't imagine what that's like either. You know, we're out in the desert, you know, so.
Right. Have you seen the television series that I've assigned as homework, Combat? Have you seen that?
Oh, no, Vincent, I haven't. I did want to comment. There's some pretty hidden history in terms of the international bankers declaring war on Germany in 1933, and they put them under economic blockade with their client states, and that was Germany threw out the banks, right? So their citizens were no longer taxed, you know, their land and labor were no longer taxed, and the bankers don't like that. They want enslavement. So that's really the catalyst for World War II.
Okay, Robert, I have two quick comments. You're absolutely right. The bankers declared, I saw the headlines. I saw it last night. The headlines from a newspaper. The bankers declared war on Germany in the 1930s. No kidding. The bankers declared war on Germany. The merchants. I have to be careful how I say this because we'll get thrown off the air if I describe it a little more clearly than that. And the whistle. If you watch Combat, you'll hear the whistle. You'll hear that whistle that Robert talked about. Incoming rounds. Glenna, thank you so much. Robert, thank you.
Thanks, man.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.